Hello, everybody, and welcome to Clover Park here in Port St. Lucie, Florida. There's a rainbow over Clover Park right now. Had some rain earlier on today, but it has moved away, and we are set for another on-time start here as the homestanding St. Lucie Mets get set to take on the Jupiter Hammerheads. It's game number 122. Mets lead the series 2-1, looking to take the third win of the series today against the Jupiter Hammerheads. Welcome up into the broadcast booth. Jake Ricker, Adam McDonald. Adam, the Mets have been playing very well over the last couple of weeks. A tough loss yesterday, but they were right there throughout the entire game. Really, overall, though, it's been a really nice series for the Mets and a lot of the new guys coming up, especially Carson Bench.
Yeah, it started on Sunday afternoon when the Mets scored 7 runs in the 9th inning to beat Jupiter, Palm Beach. They rolled that over through the off day on Monday, one Tuesday, one Wednesday. They won Wednesday by a high-scoring number, 10-7. It was nip and tuck on Tuesday. They won that game 4-2, so two different type of wins in the first two games of the series. And then yesterday, I thought was a pretty well-played ball game for the Mets. They only walked 4 guys. 2 of those walks scored. They didn't make an error. It was 3-2. It was just a really well-played, efficient game by both teams. It just so happened that Jupiter made a couple more plays than the Mets did, maybe even just one more play. But the story the last few days here has been Carson Benz. He's just on an absolute tear. He had 3 more hits yesterday for the Mets. He drove in both the Mets' runs. He won't be in the lineup tonight, so we'll have to see who can take the reins from Carson and keep this offense churning.
They're going to look to try and continue their great start in this series and get back in the win column after that tough loss last night. Adam, you look pretty sharp in this new shirt you got in over here as well.
This is a Mets bowling shirt now. We only have 3 home games left here at Clover Park. And our buddy Chris, who runs the fan shop, he's having a big blowout sale. All items at Clover Park, 50% off. So if you're watching somewhere far away, you got to be here in the stadium, though. So this is 50% off. That's a pretty good deal.
Come on down to Clover Park, enjoy some Mets baseball, and check out the new awesome merch there. You get 50% off. We're going to take a quick break here on the Mets pregame show. When we come back, pitching matchup, lineups, national anthem, and first pitch moments away here on the Mets pregame show.
Don't settle for loose or ill-fitting dentures. Now, get an exclusive all-new smile from All Smiles Dentistry using a team approach for a smoother implant process that results in a high-quality fit with a lot less time in the chair.
They took care of me like you would not believe.
Call today for a free implant consultation. Visit allsmilesfamilydentist.com right now for your all-new smile.
The biggest, best, and brightest fireworks shows on the Treasure Coast can be witnessed right here at Clover Park on Saturdays throughout the 2023 season. Watch the night sky light up with a spectacular pyrotechnic extravaganza that'll be sure to bring out thousands of oohs and ahs. Purchase your tickets now at the box office or stluciemets.com. Fireworks on a Saturday night is fun for all.
Whether we're miles away or 6 feet apart, we're closer than we've ever been. At Cleveland Clinic in Florida, we care for everyone, and safety is our top priority. From extra measures at all locations to virtual visits, we're here for you every day. For every procedure and treatment, for every visit with peace of mind, for every care in the world. Cleveland Clinic in Florida. Get the care you need when and where you need it. Visit clevelandclinicflorida.org/access.
This is Paul Taglieri, and you're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Back now on the Mets pregame show, getting closer here to first pitch. There are your umpires for today's game. Behind home plate, it's Josh Runge. He'll be calling his own balls and strikes. Both teams have the challenge system available to them today, with ABS system working in the background, and then Drew Buffelli out as the base umpire. Quick look around the Florida State League in the series for today. Lakeland and Dunedin. Lakeland up 2-0 in that series. They have a doubleheader scheduled to start at 4 o'clock. Clearwater and Fort Myers also going for another doubleheader today. Both those teams had some rain issues yesterday. Tampa and Bradenton, that series tied 1-1. They're getting underway at 6:30. And Daytona at Palm Beach, a big series for Daytona, trying to stay pace just ahead of Jupiter as they look to win the second playoff spot in the East Division. That series tied at 2-2. As for a quick look at the Florida League state standings, Palm Beach still leading the division overall. St. Lucie officially eliminated mathematically yesterday, but trying to finish the season out strong. Pitching matchup for today is For the Mets, Saul Garcia, 3-8 record with a 5.6 ERA, 39 walks and 76 strikeouts. And then for the Jupiter Hammerheads, it's Jake Brooks, 9-3, 2-3 ERA, 21 walks and 79 strikeouts. Here is Saul Garcia now out taking the mound behind the rest of the St. Lucie Mets. We are moments away here from the national anthem, and for that, we will send it down to the field.
And with that, it's go time for the Mets and the Hammerheads, who are meeting for the 25th of their 27 scheduled games this season. Tonight, game four of a six-game set at Clover Park. Mets lead the current series 2-1. Hammerheads lead the season series 16-8, but only a plus-4 run differential, 122-118. It's been pretty even in that department. That is Mets starting pitcher Saul Garcia, 21-year-old from Venezuela, who has spent his entire year here at Clover Park with the St. Lucie Mets, 3-8 with the 5.60 ERA, has been pitching pretty well as of late. He will try to keep it going. As for the Mets defense, Jake will spin you around the diamond.
Starting in the outfield for the Mets, going from left to right, it's Yonsen Henriquez playing outfield today. A.J. Ewing in center, Eli Serrano in right, and then from the infield, third to first, it's Colin Houck, Marco Vargas, Nick Roselli, and Jairo Cuevas. Your battery is Saul Garcia and Vincent Perozzo catching behind the plate.
Lineup for the visiting Hammerheads, Jordan McCants will lead off. Jake DeLeo moves down in the order to the two spot. He's in left field. Carter Johnson, the second round pick from Oxford High School in Alabama, hits third. Fenwick Trimble bats cleanup. He's in center. Jacob Jenkins Cowart bats fifth. He's in right. He is homered in the series. Eric Radichak, really good base runner, bats sixth. He's at first. Garrett Forster, acquired in that deadline trade, brought over from Bradenton to Jupiter, hits seventh. Connor Cascanet, the DH, hits eighth. And Michael Snyder, draft pick 10th round from Oklahoma, that's ninth. We are just about set for baseball. Bright and sunny out. It's been bright and sunny most of the day. We had that rain move through at around 4 o'clock, just after the Mets took their batting practice. But all clear and good to go for an on-time start. McCants to lead off. Saul Garcia trying to bounce back from a tough outing last time out against Palm Beach. Otherwise, he's had a very good August. He'll deliver the first pitch. It's a fastball for strike one. And we are underway right on time, 6:10. It is 84 degrees and partly cloudy at the ballpark today. Thanks for coming along. Let's make it a good one. McCants fouls off the second pitch. Fastball at 92 miles per hour, and it's 0-2. McCants yesterday came into the game as a pinch runner. Didn't score. Been around Jupiter a long time, 2 years now. Flies one into shallow left for Henriquez. Now drifting back, makes the catch. Wind all of a sudden picks up with the gust out to left field, but No problem there for Henriquez, who has played a fabulous third base the last couple of nights. Now gets shoveled to the outfield. Jake DeLeo will be next.
A big out number one for the Mets. This is another big day where you want to try and have a quick first couple innings here. Scoreboard temperature reads 84 degrees, but I can tell you from personal experience, when we're out there pulling the tarp at him, it is hot down there.
It is. It is very muggy, humid day as this fastball misses outside at 93. Tuesday and Wednesday, the Mets put up a shutout first inning and won both games. Yesterday, Jupiter scores in the first, and the Mets did not win. So in that stat, you want to get out of here as quick as possible. This ball is popped up. Is it going to stay playable? It's close, and it's into the very first row. That fan had a beat on it. Old school St. Lucie logo hat. All right. Let's throw it back to pre-2013.
Well, you love to see the retro stuff.
Ball is striking out. DeLeo from the leadoff spot yesterday. A single and a walk in his first two at-bats, scored both times. Again, in a 3-2 game, and getting on was critical to the operation for the Hammerheads. Carter Johnson, highly touted prospect on deck. Three balls and a strike.
Now, the old school hat reminds me, too, Adam. When I was doing research and doing other things, looking through some older stats and the Mets used to have blue jerseys back when yes. Tim Tebow was around. And I got to say, I really do like those. They're a nice-looking jersey.
3-1 pitch. Fast strike, and it's a full count. And the blue jersey, kind of a mesh design to it with the orange STL logo on the left chest. Now, that went away 2019, I believe. And then the Mets went with those orange alternates. And they went with this home pinstripe. Used to be a solid white with orange sleeves for the home white jerseys. 3-2 pitches lined into left field by DeLeo for a base hit.
That's a good swing by DeLeo. Ball that just bounced late and no chance for Vargas to make an easy play there. So good job by DeLeo to get on base here with one out.
For Garcia, slider left over the plate, but after falling behind 3-1, he forced DeLeo to swing the bat. One on, one out, and Carter Johnson will come to the plate. Johnson picked up his fourth hit of the series yesterday, went 1-for-4, single and two strikeouts. Miami's second-round pick this summer. Fastball outside at 92. You know, Jake, in 2000, it was 2018. 30th anniversary for the St. Lucie Mets franchise history as Johnson fouls one away. I'll be into the very populated Budweiser Terrace tonight. Mets wore those, they wore throwback uniforms. I believe it was every Friday, and the players actually wore that old school cap that that guy's got on down there next to the dugout. Let's see if we can get another shot of that. One coming to Johnson. Runner goes. Throw to second base by Perozo. One hop off the mitt of Vargas. Stolen base for DeLeo. He's in scoring position.
DeLeo got a good jump and a decent throw by Perozo. Little bit late. Don't know if even Vargas was able to field that cleanly if it would have got him. Just a better steal by Jake DeLeo. Now the Mets have to be a little careful here with one out and a runner in scoring position.
2-1 on Johnson, and he will fly one deep left field. Henriquez ranging back. This one's going to be close off the net.
Jupiter just fighting off these pitches back to back to back, making Garcia work.
Inning started with the flyout by McCants to left, then DeLeo works the full count single and steals second. Now 2-2 on Johnson. And he will use his timeout. Breaking ball, cut on and fouled. Slider is not put away. Johnson gets a piece. Fastball lined into left, sinking fast. Henriquez got a big arm. And then the stop sign goes up for DeLeo, and that's why. But Johnson takes second on that throw home.
It's a risk-reward play there for Henriquez. He gets the ball very nicely and quickly to home to stop that runner at third. But heads-up base running by Johnson, able to advance to second very easily. And now two runners in scoring position for the Hammerheads here, which is still one out.
The manager for Jupiter and their third base coach, Nelson Prada, he has seen that arm from Henriquez from third base the last two nights, and that stop sign went up immediately. So Henriquez probably better served to hit the cutoff man, keep it first and third. And there's no way DeLeo was being waved in.
A big test now for Garcia to see if he can get some quick outs here. Does not have the benefit of having runners too far away to where a single won't score a run. Right now a single will definitely score one, could even score two.
It's Fenwick Trimble. He's had a quiet week so far. All-time name team. And there's a breaking ball that backs in for a strike. Trimble in the series so far 0 for 7 with the walk. And he's made contact every time otherwise. No strikeouts. Slider down and away, a ball and a strike. That's playing the infield back. Surrender a run, it looks like. There's that old St. Lucie hat.
It's a nice hat.
Yeah. He kept that hat in good shape, too. Slider fools him. 1-2. There's an even older St. Lucie Mets logo. I'm going to dive into the archives here between the break. And it's an even older version than that, if you can believe it. You'll find the 1988 version. A 1-2 pitch, struck him out on a high fastball. Trimble down on strikes for the first time this week.
A really nice sequence there by Garcia. It's a huge out. Now you only have one out remaining to get out of the inning. You don't have to worry about a sacrifice fly. He just came right up there on a nice pitch to get a swing and a miss.
Hauk and Vargas on the left side better be prepared for this guy. Jacob Jenkins Cowart tries to go the opposite field, and he fouls this away deep left. Well, we cranked out a home run to right earlier in the week, but yesterday it was a two-out RBI double to left in the first inning. And no problem just peppering the ball through the left side. There's a pretty big space there between Hauk at third and Vargas, the shortstop. Up and away, 1-1. It's a catch by Perozo.
It's been a problem for the Mets this series. Three games batting .417. He's hit the ball really well and has made some nice defensive plays.
A fly into deep left. Henriquez trailing back, backing up all the way to the wall, brings it down. Jenkins Cowart just misses a three-run homer. No wind to help him. And Garcia wiggles out of the two-win scoring position, one-out jam. to take a little more research than a one-inning, one-minute break to find that old 1988 St. Louis Mets logo. But I have high confidence we'll find it. You know who has high confidence? This guy, Jake Brooks from UCLA, has dominated the Mets this season. Brooks against the Mets, 3-0 in four games, three starts. He's allowed just four earned runs and 11 hits in 21 innings against St. Lucie. Mets lineup, A.J. Ewing and Colin Houck, the high school draft picks from last year, are going to be 1-2. Vargas drops to the third spot. Serrano, after a day off yesterday, it's cleanup. Roselli, Gutierrez, Cuevas, Enriquez, and Prozo. The rest of the order, Carson Benj gets an off day, so after leading the charge the last two games, Carson Benj will watch as one of his teammates tries to pick up his mantle. Ewing on a nine-game hitting streak. Takes a fastball, 89 for ball one. There's nothing overpowering about Jake Brooks, we found out, but he just knows how to pitch. And slice and dice the Mets this year. Pulls the string on a breaking ball, and it's one and one.
Just goes to show you that command can be just as important as velocity. If you know where to put your pitches, when to use them, it can be extremely effective.
Ewing, a slicer into left field. DeLeo backpedaling makes the catch. And A.J. trying to join Jesus Baez as the only St. Louis Mets to get to a double-digit hitting streak this year. We'll have to wait another turn. Now Houck, who's really found a home middle part of the order, batting fifth consistently, moves up to the two-hole. See how that goes. His ball has to be retrieved on the playing surface. Slider called the strike. The Mets had those two wins start the season with Benj, or Vargas and Benj going 1-2 in the order. And it's not been that way since, as Houck backs out of the way. But look, this is single-A baseball. This is not the major leagues. Managers move guys all around at this level. It's part of the development process. And in the major league level, if your leadoff hitter gets a walk and your number two hole hitter hits a home run, and that's the way it goes two straight days, you better believe that's the way it's going to be day three. Probably 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 2-1 to Houck, and Houck flies one shallow left. DeLeo running on. He's in the shade making the play. We've had a very active day in left field, haven't we? It's four flyouts to left of the five outs recorded.
Keeps carrying over that way. Left fielders are going to be busy today, it looks like, for DeLeo and Henriquez. Both of them off to good starts, making the plays necessary.
Four flyouts to left and a strikeout. That's how the outs have been made today. Marco Vargas to the three spot. Takes a slider down and in, ball one. We'll say, I know that Brooks has really dominated the Mets this year, but it's a different looking lineup. And he doesn't have to contend with Benj. But Ewing is hot. Vargas had been hurt most of this time that Jupiter played against St. Lucie. Serrano, Roselli, Gutierrez, all brand new to the team. Enriquez, for his part, is as well. So, same team, but a lot of new faces for Brooks to face off against. Strike two.
Well, that's the big thing for single A, especially with how the Mets organization kind of does things here. A lot of changing things going on throughout the season. A lot of new faces throughout the year. And never really can quite depend on stats from a pitcher all season long.
It is kind of a surprise that Brooks is still here. Older guy, well, not too old, but 23. College draft pick from last year. Spent all year in Jupiter. And he's done really well. 2.30 ERA in 110 innings. Thought he'd be up to Beloit by now. 3-2 coming to Vargas. And Marco will swing and miss. He's been walking a lot lately. Eight walks in his last six games, but he strikes out here. It's a 1-2-3 beginning for Brooks. Time now for our three keys to the game. Bench off, somebody else step up. As we mentioned, Carson, six hits the last 3 days, really propelling the Mets offense, but he's got an off day. So who else is going to take up his mantle? To stay in striking distance, we know Jerp Brooks has really excelled against the Mets this year. While he's in the game, Mets want to stay in striking distance, don't fall too far behind. And three, continue good defense. Mets only one error in their 10-7 win on Wednesday. They did not make an error yesterday. Gave him a real shot to come back in that game. Saul Garcia had second and third, no out, one out, last inning, and got out of the jam. Now he faces Radichak, who takes strike one. Radichak has had a good week here at Clover Park, hitting 364, 4 for 11 in the series. Has struck out five times, though. A key part of his game has been getting on base, three steals, so the Mets will try to keep him reaching first base. Slider fouled away, and it's one and two. Last time we saw Saul Garcia pitch was last week against Palm Beach here at Clover Park. And it was a tough game. Seven hits and six runs, four walks and two and two-thirds. And he had been pitching really well coming in. A great week in Daytona the week before. As this ball is fouled off. In the prior series to the Palm Beach series, Garcia pitched twice in Daytona. Mets won both games. He logged 8 2/3 combined innings, which is one earned run. Looking to regain that form. Check swing on appeal. No. Drew Buffelli said he held up. The 2-2 falls by the wayside, full count. Payoff pitch walked in. Missed low and in with the breaking ball. So Radichak down to first. And only be a matter of time before he tries to steal second. He has three stolen bases. He would have many more if not for foul balls, balls in play, and have forced him back. Now Garrett Forster, the former Bradenton Marauder, traded by Pirates to Miami. Went from single A as this throw gets away by Perozzo down to first base. Cuevas will run towards it. Radichak will stop at second. Here comes the long throw, and it's going to be caught by Garcia. A dangerous, risky throw by Cuevas that just ballooned over third, and fortunately for the Mets, their pitcher backed it up. Well, as I said before, Radichak is going to be active on the bases. This one was easy to get up to second. It'll be an E2 on Perozzo. You can tell how concerned the Mets are with him, trying to back pick him off first base.
E2.
So throwing error on Perozzo. Mets did not make an error yesterday. That's one tonight. Essentially put the wrong guy on base. Walked him and then forced an error to get him up to second. Anyways, Forster, part of the trade that sent Brian De La Cruz, good Marlins hitter, to Pittsburgh. Now, Pittsburgh's had a terrible stretch falling out of the wild card race. They were really a threatening team, especially with Paul Skeens, but a lot of close games, blown games late by the Pirates that sunk their season. Now they no longer have Garrett Forster in their system. Third round pick from Oregon State last year. He takes ball three. Bradenton's loss is Jupiter's gain. Fastball gets in the zone at 93. Payoff pitch, breaking ball, struck him out. Forrester's going to challenge immediately. And we wait. Confirmed strike. Call upheld. Forrester is out. And the Hammerheads lose a challenge. Another look. Pretty slider. Forrester first out of the inning. Radichak remains on second, and Connor Cascanet takes ball one low. Cascanet yesterday 1-for-4, probably had the biggest hit of the game. A two-out RBI single in the seventh inning to make it a 3-1 Jupiter lead. Last run scored by the Hammerheads last night, and the difference-making run. Runner goes to third. Radichak steals. It was coming. Ball popped out of Perozzo. Smith had no chance to get him, even if he caught it without issue. And Radichak down to third. With one out, the Mets infield will come in. Two and one on Cascanet. Check swing on appeal. Did he go? The Mets have challenged and lost. Oh, well, Perozzo, did he mean to challenge? Perozzo pointed. He looked at Runge, the plate umpire, and pointed out towards the field umpire. Maybe asking for an appeal, not a challenge. Either way, it's a challenge and a loss, whether he meant to or not. And there is ball four. Mets certainly not going to challenge that after losing one. So both teams losing a challenge here and consecutive hitters. For Sal Garcia, two walks in the inning. Mets have made an error in the inning. A run is not scored in the inning, but it's certainly trending that direction unless they can get the next two. Perhaps a double play as Snyder comes up to the plate. Snyder got in his first game yesterday, went 1-for-3 with two strikeouts and a single. At the corners, the Mets middle infielders, Vargas and Roselli back up for a double play. Here comes a pitch home. It goes to the backstop, and Perozzo can't get it in time. Radichak will score, and it's 1-0. A walk, an error, an uncontested stolen base, and a wild pitch all produce the first run of the game for the Hammerheads. Mets gave them that one. Cascanet went up to second. And Mets' entire infield will back up now. No double play. Fastball called the strike. In the first three games of this series, the team that scored first won. The Mets will have to overcome that. Fastball fouled back at 91, 1-2. If you're wondering where Jake is, sent Jake next door to the sound room. He is currently operating the scoreboard. Just me. He left his laptop up. That's risky. Should not do that. Should I go close it for him? As this foul ball falls just short of the booth. By the way, this shirt. You like this bowling, Mets bowling shirt? That's pretty cool, huh? Well, this was in the fan shop. All fan shop items half off the next 3 days for the last three home games. It's a good deal. You got to be here, though. You can't go on stlucymets.com and order. You have to be present. If you're watching in the stadium now, you know. Got a nice crowd here tonight. The weather held off, and the kids are going to run the bases after the game. There's a lot of them. They're going to drive Kenny crazy. But he's the mayor. He should love his constituents. 2-2 on Snyder. Checks his swing. Did he go too far? Yes, he did. Called right there at home plate by Runge. Two strikeouts and two walks in the inning. That'll complete the first time through the order for Sal Garcia. There was a lot going on first time through the order. A run, two hits, two walks, three strikeouts. Wild pitch mixed in. So was an error. Back to the top of McCants, who started the game with the flyout. He takes a breaking ball for strike one. Now tomorrow at Clover Park at 10 a.m., there's a couple of travel ball games. So Jake's going to do three things. The one-man show. He's going to announce the players on the PA system. He's going to run the scoreboard, which he's never done before. And he's going to control the music. Man, might have to grow an extra arm to do all these things. Who would dare assign him to do all this? It was me. I did. Two and one on McCants. Cascanet still out there on second base. Foul back, 2-2, and it seems like all these counts are going deep. 3-2, 2-2. Garcia approaching 50 pitches. Actually, he's hit number 50 with that one. Well, this looks a lot like his game last week against Palm Beach. He comes inside and hits McCants on the foot. Ouch. We've got two walks and now hit batter in this inning. And yeah, Sal Garcia, last time out against the Cardinals, it was very similar to this. He threw 94 pitches and did not get through three innings. They just worked him. He just struggled to get quick, efficient outs, get balls by hitters. He walked four, but he could really use an efficient outing here today, and it just has not unfolded like this. Now first and second, DeLeo up, has one of the two hits. It's another aspect of this start for Garcia. Has just two singles. Deep, deep counts. That fastball, a letter high for a strike, no challenge. Runner stealing third, swing and a miss, throw to third base, good. The tag by Houck got him. Perozzo hoses Cascanet. Risky proposition for Cascanet. He's already in scoring position. He makes the third out. And that ends the inning. One unearned run by Jupiter in the inning. But they lead 1-0. Eli Serrano off yesterday, in today. Waits on the first pitch, a high breaking ball from Brooks, who worked a 14-pitch 1-2-3 first inning. Now pitching with the lead. Breaking ball high, 2-0. Ground ball to first, just misses hitting the bag. It'll go foul. Two balls and a strike. Serrano this week off to a good start in the series. 3-for-8 with the double. Boyd's getting hit by this pitch. 3-1. Brooks doesn't walk very many. See if he can come back from a 3-1 count. And Serrano fights off the fastball. 21 walks and now 111 innings for Brooks. Payoff pitch. Serrano hits a big bouncer to first. That's a foul ball. Another payoff. Serrano cranks it deep right field, sending Jenkins back. This one's gone. Bye-bye baseball. Eli Serrano crushes one to right field to tie this game at one. His second as a pro and his first here at Clover Park. He just missed one to the same spot 2 days ago with the wind blowing in. It's blowing in again. This one he got enough of. That's crushed. What a pretty swing. Landing on the front edge of the grass hill out there. Beautiful power stroke. Now Nick Roselli shows bunt and takes back. And it's a strike anyways. Something about a left-handed swing. Isn't it so pretty? Especially when it comes off a bat like that. As Roselli taps it foul. Statcast numbers on the Serrano home run. Came on a fastball at 91 miles per hour. Exit velocity 108.7. 25-degree launch angle, 403 feet. A beauty. Roselli fights off the pitch. Ball one. Change up high. Roselli's worked it 2-2. Breaking ball fouled off. Well, the home run ball has not been a big part of the Mets season. But now you've got these college guys coming in. Benj has two. Serrano has two. And they just provide a pop Mets have not had for most of the season. Ball is spoiled off to the left. Especially from the left-hand side. been a lot of power hitters from the left-hand side in recent years in St. Lucie history. 2-2 pitch is low, and this is quite the at-bat turned in by Roselli. Down quickly 0-2. Now the payoff pitch, and he yanks one foul. Not ahead of it. Home plate grill. Busy tonight. Down to our last three games to enjoy those dog sodas, pretzels, and beer. Payoff pitch again. Roselli yanks it to first base. Nice backhanded stop by Radichak. He'll take it himself. And a long battle won by Jake Brooks. Serrano beat him to open the inning. He does retire Roselli. Couldn't quite sneak it by. Daverson Gutierrez, top 30 Mets prospect, just 18 from Venezuela. Added to the roster to start this series. Has a double already and fouls this straight back. Even a couple of outs yesterday. Long flyouts just short of the track. He's got pop in his bat. Grounds it to third base. Snyder will pick it. Will wing it to first for out number two. And Brooks trying to rebound from that opening home run from Serrano. He's retired the next two. And Cuevas will come to the plate. Cuevas rolls one foul. Strike one. Side strike, 0-2. Foul ball, and it stays 0-2. Brooks 0-2 pitch, breaking ball, fouled off. And the Mets are battling in this inning. Brooks with that easy 14 pitch, 1-2-3 first. And this inning has only faced three batters, but more than 20 pitches. This is his fourth batter, 0-2 pitch. Takes the changeup for ball one. Swing and a miss. Nasty breaking ball strikes out Cuevas. And the inning is over. But not before. Eli Serrano ties this game at one with the leadoff homer. 403 feet into the grass berm in right field. Kyle Crick will continue his MILB rehab assignment. Crick blew out his calf before spring training. Invitee by the Mets to big league camp. He has not been able to get healthy until recently. Again, his rehab assignment when this homestand started with game one against Palm Beach last week. So this will be game number four for Crick and his third out of the bullpen. 2 1/3, a hit, a run, 3 walks and 2 strikeouts. And a rough first game, but has been good in the ensuing contests. And this could be the last time we see him here in this rehab assignment at Clover Park. It'll be DeLeo to lead off, and Crick greets him with the fastball that's fouled away and catches a good bit of Perozzo, who's in some pain. Mets have two catchers on the roster, Perozzo and Gutierrez, and they are both in the lineup today. So make sure that you get through the game healthy with Perozzo. He's going to need a moment here. Sal Garcia, 2 innings, 2 hits, 1 run. It was unearned, 2 walks and 3 strikeouts. He had to work really hard for those 2 innings, 53 pitches. So I'm going to guess at this point probably has 1 game left. We're getting to that stage. Next week is it, so you want to try to do the best you can. Oh, look at Kenny and Scott. Just give him the ball, Kenny. Don't give him a hard time. Scott Close, super fan, good guy. Always fun to see Scott here at Clover Park. Never misses a game, he and Leslie. You know, he and Leslie, his wife, were married at home, played a couple years ago here at Clover Park. Shervin Newton, a St. Lucie Met at the time, was involved in the wedding ceremony. He was on the IL. Swing and a miss on the slider. That pitch has just been getting better and better for Crick as this rehab assignment has continued. So DeLeo down on strikes. And sweeper. Sweeper, slider, combo. It's at its best against those right-handed batters when he starts it on the outside corner and it just drifts off. Hitters just can't seem to trust that it will fall off. Carter Johnson at the plate will tap one out to second. Roselli, no problem there. 2 up, 2 down for Crick. Benwick Trimble next, 0 for 2. Correction, 0 for 1. He struck out in the first. Crick trying for a 1-2-3 inning. Jupiter just 2 hits through the first 2 2/3. Back-to-back hits by DeLeo and Johnson. Here's a line drive, and it eats up Vargas into left field. Trimble aboard. That will be ruled a base hit. It was hit hard, and unfortunately for Vargas, I think it was hit so hard at him that he couldn't quite move in enough. Try to make the shoestring catch. To play that short bounce just didn't work out for him. Check the exit velocity on the ball in play. Inning continues for Jacob Jenkins Cowart. Runner goes. Perozzo's throw to second base. The tag. Got him. Vincent Perozzo has thrown out 2 base runners in a row. Both have ended innings. Great play to cut down Trimble. His ground ball, by the way, that went to left, 93 miles per hour exit velocity. So Crick, a scoreless inning, face 3 batters in this rehab assignment. Jake Brooks out for his third inning. He's retired all but one batter. That one batter, Eli Serrano, homered, tie this game at one. Last inning, Jonathan Henriquez at the plate. Flies the very first pitch he sees into shallow left field. DeLeo racing in, makes another catch. One pitch, one out for Brooks to start the home third. And that is the third flyout to DeLeo tonight. Vincent Perozzo hot behind the plate with throwing out base runners. Really has time to shed all his catcher's gear and get in the box. Let's see what he's got. Last man to face Brooks. First pitch, fastball, strike one. Fastball fouled away left side, and Brooks is ahead, nothing and two. Brooks in that super efficient first inning, 14 pitches. Mets sent four to the plate in the second, but he had to throw over 20 pitches. Great battles between he and Serrano and Roselli. And now a three-pitch strikeout of Perozzo after a one-pitch flyout from Henriquez. So four pitches to get two outs. And he's done a really nice job to shake off that long home run. He kind of taps that ball back into his mitt. It's like he's playing catch. Back to the top in Ewing. So the Mets just the one base runner, the home run by Serrano against him first time through. AJ looking for a 10-game hitting streak. Flew out his first try. He takes ball one here. But there have been a few Mets who have gotten a nine, but only Jesus Baez got to 10, and he kept going. Didn't stop until 17. And AJ's at nine, and Barrow got to nine. Cresuero got to nine. Only Baez to 10. Foul tip, strike two. And Cuevas got to eight. And had his on-base streak into double figures. Ronald Hernandez, Nick Morbido, Kevin DeVicencio all got to seven game hitting streaks. The 1-2 pitch, Ewing takes it. Breaking ball 84. Two balls, two strikes. Fastball away and high, full count. This will be the sixth pitch of the at-bat and the tenth of the inning for Brooks. Into the wind, and he misfired. Ball four. A rare walk, just the 22nd in 112 innings for Brooks. And his first tonight. Continues for Colin Houck, the go-ahead run on first base. Ewing had a steal yesterday. And he tried to go on the catcher today. First pitch, a strike. Catcher Garrett Forster. His first time catching this week. It had been Cascanet and Ortega the first three games. Ewing's running. Got a great jump, but will have to come back on the foul ball. He had it stolen. That was a well-timed break by AJ. There's not been a great base stealer. 6 out of 11. And that was number 7. Easy. Not too good of a pitch for Houck to let go by. Two is down and away. We're also at that stage of the night where those first basemen might still have trouble seeing pickoff throws. does appear that Radicek, though, would have a beat on it. Line drive, base hit for Hauk. Cleared the tower of McCants. Ewing's going to speed up and go to third. And Colin Hauk picks up the Mets' second hit of the game. Plain single into center. Ewing 90 feet away from giving the Mets the lead. Two up, two down on four pitches. And now runners at the corners with two outs. So Brooks with some work to do. So he'll face Vargas, who he struck out on a full count pitch in the first inning. Would have been ball four. I mentioned Marco has done a really nice job getting on base. Eight walks in his last six games. And in his last three games, two walks each. Probably feels like he should already have one under his belt. And he'd also like to get the bat going before the end of the year. Getting on base often here in August, but hasn't swung it particularly well. Low 100s with his average. It's been a tough season for him. First the wrist, then the hamstring, multiple IL stints. Only seen him fully healthy and brief periods without the rust, and can be a really good player in this league. Ball and a strike. Pickoff throw on Hauk. He dives back in safe. And no issues with Radicek at first base. He's in the shape. Say 20 minutes ago, maybe some troubles. But no issue right now. Past that time of night. Changeup goes high, 2-1. Now, Marco, he might have swung at a pitch out of the zone for the last time tonight. Hopefully he doesn't prove me wrong. 2-1 pitch. That one nearly hits him. Squirts away from Forrester, but not enough for Ewing to come home. Both teams scored a run in the second inning. By the way, this is a good sign for the Mets. In the last three times Jupiter has scored a run in this series, the Mets have answered with one of their own in the bottom half of the inning. Three-one pitch, and that will be taken for a strike, and that will be challenged by Vargas, and I think he won it, and he did. So ball four, Marco will take first, and that will load him up. And again, this is baseball for you. You think you know, and you really don't. Jake Brooks, a one-pitch fly out, start the inning, a three-pitch strikeout. Rosso, two up, two down, only needed four pitches. Walk. Single walk. He only walked 21 batters all season. Over 110 innings. Now he's walked 2-3. And now he must deal with Serrano, who battled him for a full count and homered. We have a quick mound visit with Glenn Dishman, the pitching coach. And I guess that Glenn Dishman doesn't have to come out and talk to Jake Brooks very often. Give him a breather. A big battle here. No Met has had a multi-homer game. There have been two grand slams this season. Ronald Hernandez and A.J. Ewing. By the way, both propelled each player to a Player of the Week award. Serrano takes a sharp breaking ball for strike one. Good pitch. Serrano takes the breaking ball high. 1-1. Serrano takes the fastball, 1-2. And it's challenged by Serrano, and he lost it. And now the Mets are down to their final challenge. A long way to go in this game. Be careful. That's what makes Brooks so dangerous. Moving the ball all in the zone. Middle, high, then away. The 1-2. Serrano checks his swing. Nearly gets hit on a Peely held up. Two balls, two strikes. Brooks delivers. Serrano hits a hard ground ball to McCants. Fields it, throws to first, inning over. So the Mets threaten. Bases empty, two outs. They load them up but cannot score. Brooks posts to zero. We're through three innings tonight. Mets and Hammerheads deadlocked at one. Fourth inning usually means it's Jake Ricker time on the play-by-play, but Jake just walked back in to the room after doing his scoreboard duties. We'll give him a chance to catch up on his scorebook. You'll have to suffer with me for another half inning here. Kyle Crick returns to the mound. So Crick on the rehab assignment, only threw six pitches in the third. That's not enough. He's got to get his work in here. So he returns. Be the first time he's thrown multiple innings. He'll face Jacob Jenkins Cowart, who was at the plate when Fenwick Trimble was caught stealing by Vincent Perozzo. Two innings in a row, Perozzo has recorded out number three on the caught stealing. Maybe that'll stop him from running. Crick throws his first ball. All six pitches last inning have been strikes. Hard ground ball up the middle, and that's through for a base hit. Jenkins Cowart, a long single. Open things here in the fourth inning. Just tuning in, Jupiter scored a run without a hit in the second inning. Two walks, a wild pitch, there was an error, a wild pitch scored a run. Eli Serrano hit an absolute tank in the bottom of the inning. That's at a bases loaded opportunity last inning with Serrano back up. But that time, Brooks was able to retire. Radichak takes the ball outside. Big secondary lead for Jenkins Cowart, but he didn't go. Not a great look to be thrown out three times in a row trying to steal, so perhaps the Hammerheads will calm down in the bases. 2-0. Jake, how is the scoreboard work over there?
It's really cool to be in there and seeing all the inner workings of that stuff, moving all the moving pieces. It's it's a simple job, but hey, you got to pay attention because one thing leads to another and things can unravel quickly.
Balk has been called. Heard that bellowed out by the base umpire, Drew Buffelli. And Jenkins Cowart up to second. Kyle Crick, a big league veteran of 194 games. I think he found himself surprised there. Pitch missed high. Three balls, no strikes. Crick from Fort Worth, Texas. Drafted way back when? 49th overall pick in 2011. It's not that far back. And the San Francisco Giants. Out of Sherman High School in Texas. 3-0 pitch. Finds its way in. 3-1. He's 31 years old. The journeyman. 187 big league innings with 201 strikeouts, a 9-11 record, two saves. 3-1 to Radichak, who hits it to second. Roselli makes the play. Jenkins Cowart scoots down to third base. Tying run, go-ahead run now, 90 feet away with one out in the fourth. The Mets infield is starting to move in. Crick drafted in 2011, made his major league debut with the Nationals, correction, the Giants in the National League in 2017. Played for Pittsburgh from 2018 through 2021, and a White Sox in 2022. Speaking of the White Sox, that's where the New York Mets are tonight, winning that series. And the last night, Jake, in the ninth inning, said, the Mets, they won 3-2 over Arizona. That's great, but the Braves are winning 4-0 at Philadelphia. Lo and behold, Phillies came back and won that game.
They did.
Yeah, Mets picked up a full game. Slider outside. One and one. So now the Mets just three back of the Braves in the wild card. And the Mets go to the White Sox for the next three. And I'm almost, I don't know, like a little bit scared of the White Sox. Probably shouldn't be, but 1-1 pitch is fouled back. It feels like they're almost like trap games, right? Like everybody just expects you to roll into Chicago and win them all. And if there's a loss by any contender against the White Sox, people are going to go crazy.
Right. Those are the games that you should win. And then when you don't win, you kind of scratch your head a little bit. But
it's not the NFL where there's 17 games you should beat the 1-15 Carolina Panthers. But 162. Anybody can win a game in a series. But here's hoping the Mets go 3-0 on the south side. 1-2 on Forster. Called strike three. Forster's already lost one challenge today. He's going to tempt fate, and he won this one. A big call. That certainly could have used a strikeout, the runner on third base. That's a great job. Look at where Prozo caught that ball. Right on the very edge of the glove. Trying to steal every centimeter he can. It's 2-2 on Forster. That's worth probably trying again if you're Crick. He gets the strikeout anyways on the same pitch. Forster wins his challenge but strikes out. Very next pitch. Two down. Once again, a runner at third does not go home with one out. Mets did a great job in the first inning, second and third, one out, didn't allow a run in. Trying to do the same here in the fourth. Pitch around that leadoff single in balk. Connor Cascanet walked his first time up at the plate. And that slider getting better with every pitch, called strike one.
It's a nice job by Crick, too. Sometimes when you lose that challenge, your strikeout gets taken away. It can be tough, but he's bounced right back and got those pitches right back into the strike zone.
A 0-1 pitch. A fly ball into center field. Ewing going back. Reaches up high and makes the catch. A little twisted out there by A.J., but he makes the play. Side retired. Good job by Crick. Two scoreless innings in this rehab game for him. No runs, a hit, no errors. Runner stranded at third base. It remains a 1-1 game halfway through the fourth. Before we hand it over to Jake in the bottom of the fourth, here's the logo, that 1988 logo. I dug it out of the archives. Look at that beauty. Look
That's
at that
a great
beauty.
Logo.
Isn't that 1988 St. Lucie Mets inaugural season? That was the cap logo. That was on the jersey. Man.
I like it. Man. Old school, got the big L out there. We're going to need to find a hat with that logo on it.
L for Lucie. L for love. All right, Jake, take it away.
Jake Brooks back out on the mound here for Jupiter. First pitch to Nick Roselli. Misses high for ball one. It's a 1-0 count now. Roselli 0-for-1 so far today. Brooks will come set in the 1-0 pitch. Fouled off. Count evens up at 1-1. The Mets one run today coming on the Eli Serrano home run, showing off the power. Had a pretty good chance in the last inning to do some damage, but couldn't quite get a run home. Looking to build off that. Now the 1-1 from Brooks. Fouled off again by Roselli. And it's a 1-2 count. Roselli steps into the batter's box once more. Behind in the count, 1-2. Brooks will come set, and now the pitch. Taken for a called strike 3. Roselli goes down looking, and he is out number 1 in the inning. Just a nice pitch on the inside part of the plate by Jake Brooks. Now, Daverson Gutierrez, the young catcher for the Mets, DHing today, takes this pitch low and outside for ball one. 0-for-1 so far today, ground out back in the second. 1-0 pitch. Gets a piece of it, counts evens up at 1-1. And Gutierrez has shown a little bit of his power and some flashes through his first couple games here in St. Lucie. Now the 1-1 pitch misses too low. And that's ball two. Pitch misses high. Count moves to 3-1. Now The 3-1 from Brooks fouled off by Gutierrez, so he stays alive on a 3-2 count. Brooks has pitched well against St. Lucie all season long. Gutierrez is going to take a timeout. He's through 3 1/3 right now with just 2 hits, 1 run, 2 walks, and 4 strikeouts. Payoff pitch on its way from Brooks. And it's fouled off by Gutierrez. Count stays full. Jupiter dugout looks on, hoping Brooks can pick up the strikeout. But it's fouled back by Gutierrez, and he's going to continue to battle in this at-bat. That was the 7th pitch of this sequence. Often talked about that the longer you go into these at-bats, that advantage kind of turns towards the batter. 3-2. Fly ball on the shallow infield. Brooks racing in towards the dugout, slides and can't make the catch. He can't believe it. Thought he should have had it. Ball just popped out of his glove. He got the knees dirty. He went for it. As you see there, into the glove, just couldn't quite get the squeeze. It's a tough play to make as you're sliding in. He wanted it, but he's going to have to get it a different way. Count stays full, 1 out, nobody on, here in a tie game. Brooks will come set. Here's the 3-2 once more. Swing and a miss for strike 3. Gutierrez goes down swinging. No, Brooks did not get the out on the sliding attempt, but he gets it here on a sinker. That one up in the zone. Gutierrez chased it. And now with 2 outs, it'll be Johairo Cuevas. Cuevas 0-for-1 so far today with a strikeout. Cuevas, who's got the batting average up to .210. Check swing here, went around too far, and that's a strike. 0-1. Cuevas entered the Daytona series with the batting average right around .200. He's got it up to .210. So starting to hit much better. Swings and misses here on a slider low. He's behind 0-2. And the other big thing that he's done is continue to draw walks. Entering this game, sits third in the Florida State League for the most walks. Takes a timeout here. Going to readjust. Cuevas, who was behind Ronald Hernandez for majority of the season, then passed him. And now with Hernandez up to Brooklyn, he is the sole leader on the Mets. Swings and misses here, though, for strike 3. And it's a 1-2-3 inning. Brooks retires the side, all with strikeouts. We are still tied at 1. We'll head to the 5th here at Clover Park. We're back now here at Clover Park as we get set for inning number 5. New pitcher on the mound here for the St. Lucie Mets. Arcena on the mound here for St. Lucie. Fires in a first pitch strike at the knees. Snyder behind 0-1. Snyder has struck out back in the second inning. And now Arcena's 0-1 misses inside. The count will even up at 1-1. Comes set now the 1-1 pitch. Outside on appeal, did not go. 2 balls and 1 strike. So the day is done for Kyle Crick. Goes 2 innings, 2 hits, no runs, no walks, and no strikeouts. Or 2 strikeouts, excuse me. No. Now the pitch here from Arcena is a called strike. And the count's even up at 2-2. So a good rehab appearance here for Kyle Crick. Just the 2 hits and 2 strikeouts. 2-2 pitch, fired right in there, but called a ball, challenged by Perozzo. And it's a strike, so Perozzo wins it, and he picks up a strikeout for his pitcher. And that is out number 1 of the inning. Perozzo, a nice challenge there, gets the Mets a win. And now it's back to the top of the lineup here. And Jordan McCants, he fouls off this pitch. Behind 0-1. Jordan Cena said in the 0-1. Fouled off. McCants behind here, 0-2. Two pitch on its way. Called strike 3. And McCants goes down looking. It's back-to-back strikeouts. And 2 up, 2 down here in the 5th. 2 great strikeout pitches. Get the call this time. Perozzo doesn't have to use the challenge. And now it'll be Jake DeLeo. 1-for-2 so far today. Singled back in the first inning. He swings and misses at a first pitch inside the zone. 0-1. Now the 0-1 pitch falls in there for a strike, and Arcena is ahead 0-2. Swing and a miss for strike 3. Jupiter gets a 1-2-3 inning of their own, and the Mets respond with their own 1-2-3 inning. We are still tied at 1 as we head to the bottom of the 5th here in Port St. Lucie. here to start off the bottom of the fifth inning. Jonathan Henriquez will lead it off. Jake Brooks back out on the mound for the Hammerheads. Pitch is high for ball one. Henriquez 0 for 1. And a 1-0 count here. 1-0 pitch, fly ball into deep center field. Trimble ranging back just in front of the track, and he'll make the catch. Gave that one a good ride, but falls a little bit short, and he is out number one. That'll bring up Vincent Perozzo to the plate. He lines the first pitch foul, just over the netting. He's behind 0-1. A one from Brooks. And a fly ball into deep left field. But caught again just in front of the warning track, this time by Jake DeLeo. So two deep fly balls from the Mets batters. But they fall a little bit short. And now A.J. Ewing back to the top of the lineup here for the Mets. 0-1 pitch for a ball that falls in for a strike, and Ewing is behind 0-1. Oh, there's Jess. Happy birthday. Jess, who is the Mets baseball player development associate here for St. Lucie.
Yeah, Jess has a big job. She basically coordinates all the video for the team, does a great job setting up these cameras every day, whether good, whether bad, goes with us on the road, does the same thing. She helps me out a ton with Mets travel, with all the hotels and rooming assignments, so great to have her on the team this year. She's done a great job, and happy birthday, Jess.
1-2 now here to A.J. Ewing, still looking to try and extend that hitting streak. 1-2 pitch, fly ball again into center field, but an easier catch for Trimble as he ranges in. And it's a 1-2-3 inning, cruising right along here in a tie game. 1-1 your score. As we head now to the sixth at Clover Park. All right, Sana returns to the mound here for the St. Lucie Mets. As we get set here to start the sixth inning. Still in a tie game, 1-1. Leading off here for the Jupiter Hammerheads is Johnson. Johnson 1-for-2 so far today. And he fouls off the first pitch. Right into the stands, and it's 0-1. Fans got it. 0-1 pitch outside. A little boy get it? Look at that happy dance. He's excited to be at the ballpark. He's having fun. As Adam mentioned, I was over in the sound room working on the scoreboard, learning how to do that. 0-2 pitch. Swing and a miss for strike three. Arancena has another strikeout. That's four in a row now as Carter Johnson is retired. Nice cutter here from Arancena. Gets a big swing and a miss over top of the ball. This is Trimble now at the plate. But in the sound room, you know, there's a lot going on. You got Nick on sound doing his thing. You got the scoreboard operator, the PA announcer, Paulie, who's doing that today for us. It's like a well-oiled machine in there. Pitch is low here, but on a peel, went around too far, so the count's 0-2. You know, the scoreboard operation, it's a simple job, but you got to pay attention. Hit a button one too many times and things can go awry. 0-2 pitch, fly ball. This one into shallow right field. Three Mets coming in. It's caught by Nick Roselli. And that is out number two. So the strikeout streak ends, but the out streak continues here for the Mets. That is the fifth straight retired batter for Arancena. But the eighth straight retired batter by Mets pitching. And the last hit picked up by Jupiter was this man, Jacob Jenkins Cowart, who had a single back in the fourth inning. And it's a called strike. You know, the job, everybody in the sound room, it's, you know, I think it's underappreciated jobs. You come out to the ballpark, everything's working as it should, things on the scoreboard. This pitch is outside for a ball, which evens up the count at 1-1. And those are the kind of things that go unnoticed. You only notice it when something goes wrong. But they do a good job in there, make things run smoothly here at Clover Park. Look out! That ball right into the Jupiter Bull dugout. At 108 miles an hour. You got to have your head on a swivel down there. Have to be ready at all times. Those balls will come at you fast. Unless it's me or Adam taking batting practice. Then you got some time to react. This pitch misses too far inside. And the count is evened up at 2-2. There's some action out there in the Jupiter bullpen. 2-2 pitch. That misses high. Count has run full. Arancena trying to keep up this streak here for Mets pitching. Payoff pitch. Foul ball. I am mostly just jealous of the sound room because they've got the AC. We get the natural breeze up here in the broadcast booth, but it can get hot. 3-2 fouled off again. And Jenkins fighting to stay alive. Arancena, he'll come set. And the 3-2 pitch, fouled off. Jenkins just getting a piece of it. A long at-bat here. Arancena battling, trying to get one last out to end the inning. Ninth pitch of the sequence. Fly ball into right field, but this one is going to hook foul. I certainly had the distance to get out. Falls up a little bit too far to the right. So we'll get to sit to do the 3-2 with two outs, nobody on, a 1-1 game one more time. And it's foul tipped for strike number three as Perozzo holds on. It's another 1-2-3 inning for the Mets. We're still tied at one here on the Mets broadcast on Bally Live, MLB TV, and MILB TV. New pitcher on the mound here for the Jupiter Hammerheads. It's Delvis Allegre. He'll face off against Colin Houck to lead off the inning. Houck, first pitch, ground ball. Fielded by Snyder. Fires over to first in time for out number one. Things moving on very quickly here in the bottom of the sixth. Now Marco Vargas will head to the plate. Well, Delvis Allegre, 2-4 record this year, 3.09 ERA. This is his 20th appearance, 32 innings pitched, 10 walks and 26 strikeouts. First pitch to Vargas here, called strike. The Mets happy to see Jake Brooks out of the game. He went 5 innings, 2 hits, 1 run, 2 walks and 6 strikeouts. Vargas takes this pitch here for a strike, and he is behind 0-2. Now the 0-2 pitch on its way, and it's fouled off by Vargas. Good crowd out here at Clover Park for Friday night. Everybody enjoying the ball game. Don't forget, big sale here at the team store. 50% off of Mets merchandise. Fly ball into left field, falling fast, down for a base hit. Vargas going to take a turn at first. He's going to head for two. Here comes the throw. It's offline. A double for Marco Vargas. And with one out, as a runner in scoring position, Vargas, who was thinking two all the way out of the box, picks up a nice double. Nice line drive. Right into left field. Slides into second. So now a runner in scoring position for Eli Serrano. Serrano 1-for-2, had the big home run back in the second inning. Now a check over on Vargas. He's back in. No throw made by Allegre. Serrano, the one run for the Mets in this game. He tied it up at one apiece. Allegre said in the first pitch to Serrano, misses wide for ball one. The Mets team store, 50% off. If you're here in person, check out that gear. Everybody enjoying this close ball game. It's been some fun ones between the Mets and the Hammerheads. Pitch taken for a strike. And it's 1-2 now to Serrano. excuse me, 1-1. One pitch fouled off. Now it's 1-2. One ball, two strikes with a runner on second and one out in the inning. Serrano trying to give the Mets the lead in the bottom of the sixth inning. One-two pitch, misses high. And the count will now even up at 2-2. Nick Roselli on deck. And Gutierrez in the hole for the Mets. Trying to get Vargas home from second. Pitch misses outside, and now the count has run full. Three balls, two strikes. There's Nick Roselli waiting to see if he gets an opportunity here with maybe a couple runners on. Full count to Eli Serrano. Allegre setting the payoff. Swung on and missed for strike three. Serrano goes down swinging. Took a healthy cut but could not make contact. Just a good changeup, pulled the string on him. So with two outs and Vargas still on second, it's Nick Roselli. Try and drive in that lead run for the Mets. Roselli 0-2. Hasn't played in as many games as some of the other Mets hitters, but has been one of the top when it comes to batting average of the new draft picks. This pitch misses for ball one. And it's one ball, no strikes here to Roselli. Look to second, now the 1-0. Ground ball, this is going to get through for a base hit. Serrano's going to get home. Here comes the throw, it's cut off, and the Mets have taken a 2-1 lead on an RBI single from Nick Roselli. The Mets offense coming through here. Roselli just muscles this one, ground ball that gets through, and Serrano with some good speed able to get home and score the run. Excuse me, Marco Vargas with some good speed. So a 2-1 Mets lead. And now Gutierrez at the plate with Roselli on first. Line drive, but foul. One just misses. That would have been at least a double for Gutierrez. Zelli might have had a chance to try and score, but ends up as a foul ball. So 0-1. Zelli retreats back to first base. All the fans out there in the Budweiser Terrace enjoying the ball game. 0-1 pitch, check swing. Did it hit him? No, it says it hit the bat. It says home plate umpire Josh Runge. Gutierrez a little shaken up. And looks like we're going to get trainers to come out and check on Gutierrez. This is assistant trainer Amanda. She'll take a look. And those balls, even when they do hit the bat, it stings. Doesn't feel good. But Amanda Galone will check out Gutierrez, make sure he's okay. And there's that pitch. Started to swing right off on the inside part of the bat near his hands. As it stands right now, it's an 0-2 count. I hope Gutierrez is okay. I'm trying to shake off this injury. It looks like he's okay. He's going to head back to the batter's box. They're trying to keep this inning alive. 0-2 with a runner on first. Mets have taken a 2-1 lead. And he fouls off the 0-2 pitch. No balls, two strikes, two outs with the runner on first. Mets taking that one-run lead. Legre will come set. Two pitch. Inside, gets away. Roselli's going to head up to second, and he is in no problem. So Nick Roselli advances and is now in scoring position.
Pass ball.
Being called a pass ball. So Roselli up to second. Count now 1-2 to Gutierrez. 1-2 pitch. Swing and a miss for strike three. Got him on the sinker. So Gutierrez goes down. But the Mets take a 2-1 lead off an RBI single from Nick Roselli. And we will now head to the seventh with the Mets out in front. Time for the seventh inning. And leading off for the Jupiter Hammerheads is Radichak. Radichak 0 for 1 so far today. Arencena back out on the mound here for the Mets. First pitch in for a called strike. And one pitch on the way, fouled off. Radichak gets a piece of it, and it's 0-2. And now a hard ground ball. Roselli ranging over, makes the grab, throws to first in time for out number one. Nick Roselli with a nice play, getting over quickly. He's shown off some good talent at second base. Made a lot of great plays in his first couple weeks here with the Mets. Now hard ground ball fielded by Houck, throwing to first in time. Four out number two. Two quick back-to-back ground outs for Arencena. Two up, two down. It's up 2-1. Cascanet at the plate here for Jupiter. This pitch misses for a ball, goes all the way to the backstop. One ball, no strikes. Now the 1-0 pitch. Swing and a miss. Count evens up at 1-1. One one breaker in there for a strike. Arencena now ahead 1-2. Two outs in the inning, nobody on. Mets leading 2-1. Pitch on the way. This is outside. That'll even up the count. Well, we'd expect nothing less between the Mets and the Hammerheads here. These have been close games all series long. It's kind of been the way all year long. 2-2 pitch. Misses low. And that'll run the count full here to Cascanet. Both these teams, just a +4 run differential between the two of them in the season series. Jupiter, who does lead it. Payoff pitch, swung on and missed for a strike three. He got Cascanet to chase, and that'll end the inning. So the Mets lead 2-1 as we head to the seventh inning stretch here at Clover Park. Back now here for the bottom of the seventh. Mets leading 2-1. Jairo Cuevas at the plate. And Alegre back onto the mound here for the Hammerheads. We're going to come up to the broadcast booth. I got a special guest with me here. Jetlin, how you doing, buddy?
Good.
I heard you were just over in the sound room working on the scoreboard.
Yeah.
This pitch called strike. It's 0-1 here to Cuevas. How was it operating the scoreboard?
Fun.
Doing the balls and strikes?
Yeah, and then there was the wild pitch challenge.
The wild pitch challenge, had to be ready for that, right? So you gotta be focused.
Yeah.
So tell me, what do you want to do when you grow up? Do you want to work in sports?
I think I want to join the Coast Guard or be an EMS.
Oh, okay, join the Coast Guard or be an EMS. I like that. Cuevas swings and misses. He's down on strikes for the first out of the inning. So one away here for the Mets, and Henriquez will now head to the plate. So tell me, are you a big Mets fan?
Yeah.
Big Mets fan? Who's your favorite player here in St. Lucie, maybe? Or on the Mets?
Like any Mets?
Any Met.
Frances Lindor.
Lindor? That's a good one. How many games you come out here to say? You come out here a lot here to Clover Park?
No, not really.
Not too often? Is this how many games? Is this your first one?
I think it's my fourth one.
Your fourth one. Nice. You like it out here?
Yeah.
What's your favorite part?
Probably operating the scoreboard.
Operating the scoreboard? You like that? Nice.
Yeah.
Here's a ground ball. That's through for a base hit. Enriquez has a single here with one out. And he is on first safely. And now Vincent Perozzo will head to the plate. Nice job there by Enriquez. Just reaches out to get that one through. So tell me, what do we think of the Mets so far in this game? They got a 2-1 lead. How you feeling?
I think that the Hammerheads may make a comeback because in the start, the Mets had made it tied, though. So
you think the Hammerheads make the comeback?
Maybe. Probably.
It's going to be a close one.
Yeah, since in the first inning, they made the error for the run.
They did. That's true. That's right. Now tell me this. Are you big into sport? Play any sports?
Yeah, I've played soccer and Little League before.
Pitch is fouled off here by Perozzo. You play soccer?
Yeah, for 1 year, and then I did Little League for 2 years.
I did Little League for 2 years? What position did you play?
Catcher, and then when I didn't do that, I went to outfield a lot. Sometimes I was benched, and then I would be second, too.
Oh, so you had a good experience out there in the infield. Catcher, you played second. Which was your favorite, if you had to pick one?
I think pitcher, which it was machine pitch, so it was kind of easier than normal.
Swing and a miss for strike three. A.J. Ewing will now step up to the plate after Perozzo goes down on strikes. Two outs in the inning, runner on first here. Mets leading 2-1. Okay, so pitcher, what was your go-to pitch when you were out there on the mound? Did you have a go-to one?
Well, it was machine pitch, so.
Oh, machine pitch. Okay, I see. So you just played the pitcher position.
Yeah.
I got you.
And
all
I
right.
think A.J. Ewing may hit a homer because the grand slams, and I have his card in case he becomes major league.
Nice. You know what? He's off to a pretty good start right now. I think he could be a really good player for the Mets. Yeah, you got that grand slam against Palm Beach to walk it off and get the win for the Mets. He's up now. 0-1. Just misses outside. Count evens up to 1-1. So, in your opinion, who do you think are some of the best players here in St. Lucie?
Probably A.J.
AJ?
Yeah.
He is definitely one of the hottest hitters right now here for St. Lucie. 1-1. Line drive caught for out number three. And that'll end the inning. So the Mets, they still lead 2-1. Well, AJ didn't get the home run there, but thanks for joining us here. We appreciate your time. All right, enjoy the rest of the day and have some fun here at Clover Park.
And thank you for letting me.
Absolutely.
Jake, I'm back, but I think I'm a downgrade from your previous innings partner.
He was pretty good.
He was.
Tough act to follow. Although he said that he thinks the Hammerheads might make a comeback here.
Let's hope he does not have that foresight. We have a new pitcher on the mound. It's Juan Arnaud. He'll pitch the eighth. Mets holding a 2-1 lead, down 1-0 in the middle of the second. As Arnaud delivers a breaking ball for a strike. Kid with the foul ball. Kids are all hanging around here. Last kids run the bases night at Clover Park. Just past the two-hour mark in this game. Moving right along. 0-1 pitch. Arnaud gets another strike in. This one swinging on a slider on Snyder, who has struck out twice today, twice yesterday, having a tough first few weeks as a pro. 10th round out of Oklahoma. Breaking ball. This one no good. How about Wellington Arocena? That might have been the best relief appearance we've seen all year. 9 batters, 9 outs, 6 strikeouts. He was just electric. Going 99 miles an hour, devastating breaking ball. Holy smokes. What a performance by him. A 1-2 pitch. Breaking ball right in there for strike 3. Freezing Snyder. So Arnaud, who can throw 98 himself, nothing but breakers to start this appearance. And it's worked out for him.
It was a really nice pitch. Picks right up where Arocena left off, and that's a tough act to follow with how good he was in this game. Anytime you can cruise through 3 innings and pick up 6 strikeouts, near perfect.
It was cruising, too. 37 pitches, 29 strikes for Arocena. Now Arnaud with the strikeout of Snyder. That's 12 strikeouts tonight. This Mets pitching staff against just 2 walks. These walks came within a 3-batter span in the second inning. McCants is in a 2-0 count. Be careful with him. He's 0 for 2, and he has really good speed. Not a guy you want to put on. Fastball gets in the zone at 97 miles per hour. Arnaud has spent his entire season here in Port St. Lucie. This is his 31st relief appearance. He is 3-for-3 in save opportunities. Two-one breaking ball gets the swing and a miss on the slider. 3-for-3 in save opportunities, and you wonder if the Mets aren't asking him to get the 6-out save. That's a daunting task. 1 run. The 2-2. Struck him out. Hard breaking ball. McCants goes down swinging. Back-to-back strikeouts for Arnaud in the eighth. What a pitch.
Oh, 6-out save is definitely a tall task, but he's off to a really good start with back-to-back strikeouts. He has looked very good.
8 strikeouts in the last 11 batters between Arocena and Arnaud. There was the string yesterday with 4 Mets pitchers striking out 8 out of 9. As this knee-high fastball gets in for a strike on DeLeo. Mets pitchers are buzzing right now with the strikeout numbers. DeLeo 1-for-3, a single in the first 2 strikeouts since. Shot foul and it's nothing in 2.
Another one right into the Jupiter dugout. It's the second one they've had coming down there.
Jupiter bullpen, 37 Faherty. 37 Faherty.
Timeout called by DeLeo.
Now, you might have thought I've forgotten, but I also need to say it on record that you gave me a 1-1 game. I gave it back 2-1.
It's a bold statement you just made with still time left in this game.
Well, my part's done.
Oh,
it's on to you now.
0-2 pitch. Breaking ball is high. Like a starter who's done his job, or a middle reliever who's done his job, you're out of the game. You left it in good shape. Now you're unconcerned.
It's up to the bullpen now. It's out of my hands.
Arnaud's 1-2 pitch. Did he go too far? It looks like he did. Yes! On appeal to Drew Buffelli, the base umpire. A swinging strike three from DeLeo. Juan Arnaud comes into the game and strikes out the side in the eighth, protecting the Mets' 2-1 lead. New pitcher on the mound for the Hammerheads in the bottom of the eighth, Jake Verity, 21-year-old from Georgetown, Kentucky. Marlins 11th round pick out of Arkansas this year. Razorback face Hauk, Vargas, and Serrano as the Mets seek an insurance run for the top of the ninth. All these games this week have been close. 4-2 Mets on Tuesday, 10-7 Mets on Wednesday, 3-2 Jupiter yesterday, and now 2-1 Mets today. And Hauk takes a fastball up high at 95. Colin today 1-for-3 with the single. Mets only have 5 hits, Jupiter just 4. Very well pitched game. Hauk will take a called strike, and it's 1-1. In the top of the ninth, Jupiter will have Johnson, Trimble, and Jenkins Coward. 3, 4, and 5 hitters. A tough slate for Arnaud. He waits in the dugout for the 6-out save opportunity. Sure, he wouldn't mind another run. Hauk takes a slider for strike two. Two pitch, fastball up and away at 93, full count. Verity's payoff pitch, and Hauk will fly it to right field. Jenkins coming on, makes the catch. Hauk is retired to start the home eighth. Verity so far has pitched in 5 games now out of the Jupiter bullpen. 1-0 at 2.25 ERA. Just 1 earned run and 4 hits in 4 innings since being drafted. Here's Vargas. His double last time up sparked the offense to the run it needed to take the lead. Take strike one. Into the game saying Vargas done a nice job drawing the walks, but wanted to get the bat going swinging before the end of this season. Hopefully that double is a sign of things to come in the last week and a half now of this regular season.
And then only a nice double by Vargas too, showed good speed on the base pass and heads up base running to get in on the RBI single from Roselli.
Vargas out front of a changeup. 2. Vargas uses his timeout, now back in. Faraday set. Is 1-2. Down and in. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Two-two pitch. Vargas takes it inside. Full count. Well, he has walked twice in 3 straight games. One more ball, and you can extend that to 4 games in a row. That is ball 4. How about that? Marco Vargas with 10 walks in his last 7 games. Again, 2 walks in each of the last 4. So down to first he goes. Eli Serrano, who got the Mets on the board with that long solo home run in the 2nd. All that for the 3rd time. Ground out and a strikeout since. We'll see if Vargas tries to take off here with Faraday pitching. 1 out in the 8th. He's got a nice sized lead. Not running. Fastball in too tight. 97.
Let's see if he can do some damage here with Vargas on first base. Mets would love to get an insurance run with how tight this game has been.
Serrano takes a big cut and fouls it away. This one heading towards the stands. Another one for all those folks down there in the Budweiser Terrace. Oh, that's nice. He's got 2 balls and a bat. By the way, the fan shop, Jake, I took a lap around the ballpark. Fan shops are buzzing that 50% off sale. People making out like banshees.
It's a good deal. Can't beat it.
Vargas will dive back in. Looked like he had the eye to steal second there, trying to get a bigger lead, but good read. Serrano takes a strike, and it's 1-2. Jake, correct me if I'm wrong. The Mets still have 1 challenge hanging out there?
I believe so, yes.
I got them 2 right, 2 wrong. They were down to their last challenge way back in the 3rd inning and it survived here into the 9th. Serrano takes this back foot breaking ball. 2 balls, 2 strikes.
You want to use those challenges wisely. Always good to have one in your back pocket as well late in the game.
Outside, full count. And with 1 out, I'd suspect that Vargas will be running on this 3-2 pitch. Jeremy Colonna, the Mets bench coach, first base coach, right in his ear. Faraday still does have a pickoff, though. He's got 1 disengagement left. 3-2 pitch, Vargas runs, pitch is swung on and missed, no throw by Forrester. Serrano strikes out, but Vargas works himself into scoring position for Roselli. And this is shaping up to be the same situation as the 6th inning. 2 outs, Vargas on 2nd, Roselli at the plate. Mets would really like a run. Last time, Roselli came through and gave the Mets the lead. This time he's trying to add an insurance run in the bottom of the 8th.
That run takes so much pressure off your pitcher.
Ball 1 high and out. That last pitch on the payoff by Faraday, maybe his best pitch so far. Beautiful fading changeup when he needed it. Ball 2. Now perhaps Roselli getting the workaround treatment. You have Davison Gutierrez next. New player having a tough night. Appeared to get banged up last at bat. Roselli flies one into shallow right field. On comes Jenkins, makes the play, and the side is retired. No runs, no hits, no errors. One man stranded at second base by the Mets in the bottom of the eighth inning. They'll have to hope that two runs is enough to win this one in nine. Here we go in the top of the ninth. Juan Arnaud trying to shut the door. Being asked to get a six-out save with the one-run lead. A tall task at any level. It was a 13-pitch, 1-2-3-8. He struck out the side. We all know the last three outs are tougher to get. And it's going to be the heart of the order, starting with Johnson. 1-for-3 with a single back in the first inning. Here we go. Pitch clock still winding down. Arnaud holds, and a late timeout called by Johnson. So some gamesmanship there. Johnson in. Arnaud looks ready to go. And Arnaud, realizing he's got 15 seconds on the pitch clock, just milking it and forcing Johnson to use that timeout, holding him still. Milking the clock again, down to two. Now the pitch, ball one outside. You don't want to get too cozy with that. Make sure he stays in a good rhythm. Swing and a miss on a high fastball. Big cut by Johnson, trying to tie the game with one swing. Lefty batters won't be fighting the wind blowing in from the east in this inning. Dies down when the sun goes down. A 1-1 pitch, breaking ball too high. Light breeze, much different from the start of the game, even much different than when Serrano hit his home run. Still bright and sunny outside. Breaking ball low. Team straight batters retired by Mets pitching. 3-1 pitch, foul back. You got to go to the Jacob Jenkins Coward single to lead off the fourth against Crick. He was at second with no outs, and Radichak grounded out, and that started this stretch of tremendous pitching by the Mets. 3-2 pitch coming from Arnaud. Foul the way. Johnson swings just in time to foul it off. back to that fourth inning. Runner on second, no outs. Runner on third, one out. Second and third, one out in the first. Jupiter didn't score any of those times. 3-2. Check swing on appeal. Mets think he went. He did! Carter Johnson can't hold up. According to the first base umpire, Drew Buffelli, you be the judge. How does the first base umpire see this? I think the Mets might have got away with one. Johnson thought he was going down to first. Couldn't believe it. 16 in a row. And now five straight on strikeouts. Four of those from Arnaud. Fenwick Trimble takes a pitch for a strike at 89. Now 15 strikeouts for Mets pitching tonight. Slider away, one and one. Breaking ball, a beauty. Slider nicks the outside corner, one and two. The 1-2. And it laid off on appeal, didn't go. Worth the shot if you're Perozzo. Two balls, two strikes. Two-two pitch, missed away with the fastball at 97. Another full count. Trimble trying to make it on as the tying run. Arnaud got the strikeout 3-2. Last time he shakes off Perozzo. Now gets what he wants. The payoff pitch, fouled away. Went with the slider. Trimble gets enough. Another payoff. Trimble tied up but fouls it away. Just stays alive. Another 3-2. Arnaud delivers. A tapper to third. It's going to roll foul. Houck will scoop it. We'll do it again. Trimble makes it all the way down to first base, past first base. And we will pause while everybody resets. Tough as a pitcher to throw all these strikes in a row in a full count. And I know find one more. Trimble a lot of credit for staying alive. Fell behind early. One more time, the payoff pitch. A tapper, foul. And no give on either side right now. Arnaud going sliders, fastballs. Trimble managing to find enough contact to hang in there. Again, 16 batters in a row have been retired. Another 3-2. Struck him out with the slider. Arnaud wins it in the end. He has struck out all five hammerheads he's faced since coming into the game. What a battle between Arnaud and Trimble. And just the slider dies at the end. And now all that stands between the Mets and a victory is Jacob Jenkins Cowart, who has homered in this series, a lethal left-handed bat. He's been good this week. Arnaud, first pitch, swing and a miss. Changeup. Slider down. Good take. Just incredible pitching from Arcena and Arnaud since coming to this game. And 11 strikeouts between them in 4 2/3. A 1-1. In the dirt, 2 balls and a strike. 17 in a row retired. Can the Mets make it 18 straight to end the night? Breaking ball, strike two. Backdoor slider. And Arnaud is a strike away from striking out the side in back-to-back innings. Protecting a one-run lead, and time will be called by Jenkins Cowart. Waits deep into the at-bat to do it. Arnaud patiently waiting on the mound. Crowd starting to make some noise. Kids want to run the bases. They're all lined up. By the dugout, Arnaud is set. The 2-2 pitch. Missed for ball three. No challenge. All three batters have gone to full counts against Arnaud. He has struck out the first two. The payoff pitch. Struck him out to end the game. Juan Arnaud. Unbelievable performance. Strikes out all six batters he faces, protecting the one-run lead. And the Mets win it 2-1 over the Hammerheads on this Friday night. Unbelievable pitching. 18 batters in a row retired to end the game. The Mets pitchers, Garcia, Crick, Arcena, and Arnaud combined for 17 strikeouts. Electrifying night for the St. Lucie Mets on the mound. Just pure dominance from the fourth inning on. In the offense, Eli Serrano homer to tie the game. Roselli to clutch two-out RBI single to give the Mets the lead in the sixth. Arcena and Arnaud did the rest. And the Mets have now taken a 3-1 series lead. One more win, and it's a series victory. They'll have a couple shots to do it. On Saturday and Sunday, the final two home games of the year. Winning pitcher, Wellington Arcena, well-deserved. Losing pitcher, Delvis Allegre. Juan Arnaud now 4-for-4 in his save chances this year. Mets improved to 21-35 in the second half, 43-79 overall. Jupiter tough loss in the wild card race. Four back entering the day will be no better. 26-30 for Jupiter on the second half, 62-60 overall for the Hammerheads. Jake Ricker is standing by with Nick Roselli, who had the go-ahead hit in the sixth inning. Take it away, Jake. Thank you, Jake. Thank you, Nick. We'll take a break, come back with the post-game show to wrap up the Mets' thrilling 2-1 victory over the Jupiter Hammerheads.
Like a breath of fresh air, Wilder is making its debut on the Treasure Coast, and new homes are now available from the 300s. At Wilder, residents will explore their wild side and enjoy exciting resort-style amenities, park-like greenways, and a large lakefront recreation area. Learn more about this exciting new community today by visiting livewilder.com. It's time to live wild.
Every Saturday this season, the St. Lucie Mets will be sporting custom-themed jerseys that fans can bid on. Each jersey benefits a different local charity and will be autographed by the player who is wearing it. To bid on jerseys, please visit stluciemets.com/auction. And don't forget to join us for each of our themed nights. You can find the full list at stluciemets.com.
To those of you on the front lines, in the back of the house, making it work, but wanting to make a change for the better. At Indian River State College, we make change possible with affordable, sensible, expertly taught degree programs. Earn a bachelor's degree, associate's degree, or certificate in the trades in over 100 programs. The change you want is within your reach. Visit irsc.edu to learn more.
Mets Post Game Live starts now on the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Welcome back to Clover Park. Adam McDonald should be joined by Jake Ricker back with you atop the action fourth floor broadcasting booth as the kids run the bases. It's been one of the bigger numbers for kids running the bases. They're going to run them in waves. Believe me, there's plenty more to go. It might take them four different waves to get through this. Mets win 2-1. It was all about the pitching tonight. 18 batters in a row retired to finish the evening. That's the longest stretch of retired batters in a row by the Mets this season. Let's roll through the highlights of this 2-1 Mets victory. Sal Garcia, he struggled a bit on the mound. He threw a lot of pitches, but he hung in there. Here's the first run of the game for Jupiter. It scores on a wild pitch, their only run. In the second inning, Jupiter didn't get hit that inning. Two walks, an error, and a wild pitch bring in a run. But quickly in the bottom of the second, an answer. Eli Serrano battled Brooks to a 3-2 count and then homered. Haven't seen a lot of left-handed power like that over the recent years at Clover Park. 403 feet, 108.9 miles per hour off of that, 25-degree launch angle. Eli hit one very similar up in Daytona in his first week with the team. That's the first one at Clover Park. Third straight time that the Mets had given up a run in the top half of an inning and scored in the bottom half. Brooks, he pitched well. Outside of that home run, he retired five in a row after the home run. Arozarena, he was electric tonight. Three innings out of the bullpen. He retired all batters he faced, including six on strikeouts. Marco Vargas coming alive with the bat in the sixth inning, a one-out hustle double. And then Roselli with two outs would line one the other way. Allegre knew it right away. Vargas coming in the plate. DeLeo's throw is going to be cut off. 2-1 Mets. They have the lead in the sixth inning. A clutch piece of hitting. We wondered who was going to do it with Benge on the bench. It was Roselli and Serrano, his two drafted teammates, doing it. And Arnaud, a 1-2-3 eighth inning with three strikeouts and a 1-2-3 ninth with three strikeouts. That is as impressive as a relief appearance as we have seen all season. And Jake, I prefaced that by saying I said that one pitcher earlier when Wellington Arozarena had nine batters, nine outs, and six strikeouts. So this was like an all-time performance by those two to close out this game.
Absolutely fantastic. We interviewed Nick Roselli after the game. He got the go-ahead hit for the Mets on the offense, but the bullpen cannot be understated how good they were in this game. Tons of strikeouts, just really shut down the Jupiter offense, and they were fantastic. No way around it. But another well-played game overall by the Mets as well. They have been fantastic in this series. They played this series close, and they've come through when it's mattered most, even when Carson Benge, who's been the hottest hitter for the Mets, was out of the lineup, and they came through.
Mets have won three games in this series. They've had a two-run win, a three-run win, and now a one-run win. Jupiter's one win, one run as well. So all these games have been pretty close. Three of them have been low scoring. We had the breakout game on offense on Wednesday. That seems to be an anomaly at this point. But, you know, the Mets, it's been a tough season for them, especially at home. They hadn't won back-to-back home games in the second half until Sunday and Tuesday. And they had a three-game winning streak. Now they've won four games out of their last five, and they have not won a home series since their very first full week at home back in April against Tampa. They have a chance to have bookend series victories at Clover Park. It's the last week here this year. They can win a game tomorrow and win the series. They can win a game on Sunday and win the series, so we'll see how it goes. But just two games left here on Bally Live, I'm sad to say. But we're going to go again tomorrow at 6:10, which means airtime will be at 6 o'clock sharp as the Mets aim for the series victory over the Jupiter Hammerheads. Well, folks, that's going to do it for this game, this post-game show, and this broadcast. Once again, your final from Clover, Mets 2, Hammerheads 1. For Jake Ricker, I'm Adam McDonald. Thank you so much for making the Mets part of your Friday night. We hope all of you out there watching have a pleasant remainder of your day.
This copyrighted broadcast is presented by authority of the St. Lucie Mets and may not be reproduced or retransmitted in any form, and the accounts and descriptions of this game may not be disseminated without the express written consent of the St. Lucie Mets.